All right, time's 1:30 p.m. I'd like to call to order Gatton Technical Subcommittee meeting for September 20th, 2022. First item of the agenda is roll call. Sarah, could you lead us, please?
I'm Sarah Eichelberger, and I'll call the roll. Jaime Guerra, UT.
Present.
Dane Herbat, Travis County.
Present.
Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge, City of Austin.
Present.
Leslie Connolly, City of Austin.
Present.
Carlos De Matos, Gatton.
Present.
Gary Wiesman, Austin Community College.
Present.
Harold Nall, UT.
Present.
Paul Hodge, Austin ISD.
Present.
Steve Pyle, State of Texas DIR.
Present.
And Justin Slocum, Austin ISD.
Present.
And Gatton Contractor, we have Chris Gonzalez with BRICOM.
Present.
Great. Thank you. Agenda item number two, citizens' communications. Is there any? I think there's none. Agenda item number three, let's take a few minutes to review and approve the minutes from our meeting in July. Minutes are in your handout. I'm sorry, minutes from August. This is Dane. Motion to approve the minutes of August 23rd, 2022 as presented.
Steve, I second.
All right, we have a motion by Dane and a second by Steve. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. Sarah, please lead us through the vote.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Leslie Connolly.
Sorry, I was on mute. Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
And Justin Slocum.
Aye.
The minutes are approved.
Okay, thank you. Moving on in the agenda, agenda item number four is the maintenance contractor's report. Chris, please tell us what you got today.
All right. Since our last meeting, we've completed inspections of A2N and B1N with 11 corrected deficiencies between the two rings. There's really nothing out of the ordinary report there in the inspections. Let me know if you have any questions.
Any trends?
Maybe some tree trimming at most, looking at the report. For the past few weeks, looks like there's some trends in tree trimming and some transfers. It just, you know, it just ranges throughout the year. It's up and down.
All right. Let's take a look at the inventory report then.
All right. Moving on to the inventory report, there's no changes to the inventory.
Okay, short and sweet. Any questions for Chris? Okay, let's move on to agenda item number 5, the network manager's report. Carlos or Sarah, please take us through this.
Yeah, there is no changes to the project status report, other than to say that we are working on the last request that we had from the board chair to try to incorporate a little bit more of the Austin Energy smart sheet system into our project status report. And it has proven quite difficult to do just that. But we're trying our best. Several reasons for it is that if you look at one project, for one example, the first one on the active projects, the A1 North Upgrade Project Segment 10, under Austin Energy, you may be looking at 10 different applications for that particular project, because it's broken up into 10 different segments or 8 different segments or 6. So they are all being approved at different times, and they are sometimes in different parts of the process that Austin Energy actually showed. So it's kind of difficult to summarize where those projects are within one line item. We will do our best.
Single segment, like segment 10, could comprise of multiple Austin Energy permits?
That's correct, sir.
Okay.
And most of them are that way. Only if the segments are very small, then they're taken just as is. It's just to let you know. So that particular one particular project could be in several stages within that flow chart that we were shown at that time, at the time on the board meeting. Sorry. Just FYI. Anyone has any questions? We have not completed any projects since the last time we were there. So
go ahead,
Carlos, this is Leslie.
Yes,
is there a way to capture how many permits are associated with each one?
It is very possible. We can do that. That I can actually do an extra column and put it in there. Now, I'm going to ask in. How would that help you to know? I just want to know how this would help, because I would do it.
Right.
I'll do it in a second. But
would that help?
I would think it would help us understand maybe the complexity or possible length of time. Even we might be looking at, if we see, you know, different types of trends, depending on the number of permits associated with each of the jobs.
Yes, ma'am. I'll take care of it. Yes, sir.
Would that help Austin Energy in any way, shape, or form to say, hey, we've got this project and there's, you know, these are the ones that are out there from permitting that this project can't be done? I know we had a pretty good conversation with them last time, but I don't know if that would help them or not. Just seeing where the hardships are from permitting.
They treat every application within a project as its own project. That would be bringing them into our processes rather than they staying in theirs. We can make that statement at the next tech or the next Austin Energy meeting with Gatton, and see if that would help them. I'm going to write that down as
Maybe
an action
it's a
item.
Good, a good touch point with them.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I mean, from the meeting with Austin Energy, they were offering to give us access to their smart sheet, which showed the status of all the Gatton permits. So I don't know how much value it would have for them to see the information from our perspective.
Well,
but could be wrong.
I will say this. A lot of the that's another thing. When you look at the smart sheets, the smart sheets will not contain the name of the project as you see it in our project status sheet. Most likely they will say 2647 and then another a dash and four-digit number. Let's say 0434 for argument's sake. 2647 meaning that is Brycom or and JC has another number. And then 0434 is the number of the project. If the project has several projects within, then it'll be you'll have a 0434A, 0434B, 0434C, and so forth. So they pretty much they know it's part of a larger project, but at the same time they treat it as individual projects. Hope that that makes sense, but we can bring that up with Austin Energy when it does.
Carlos, when we meet with you've them. Committed to a monthly meeting with them, correct?
That's correct, sir, yes.
What information is shared? Are you sharing this project status report?
No. Well, to tell you the truth, we have not had our first meeting that I know of. Or either that or I have not been, or Frank is having those meetings with them. But we have, I don't believe that we have share the project status report. It might be a good thing for us to bring our project status report to it. You're right.
Yeah, I don't think it can hurt. All the transparency, I think, will help us build a better relationship.
Got it.
I would caution Carlos about making widespread changes on the project status report if it's going to be a lot of effort, if it's not clear the best way to represent the data. So maybe, you know, do some examples and get some feedback before applying it, doing a bunch of work to present it in a certain way that may not make the most sense.
You're looking at a, I did that on this one. I don't know if you look to see it. There's a AEMR under construction. A little bit below, there's a application process, which is, it says 45 days, but we're going to, you know, then below there's AE denied, it's or under review. Right. And then you see the right-of-way permit. The right-of-way permit is, I should explain that every project, after it goes through the EMR process and Austin Energy permitting and all that other stuff, once it's released to construction to our contractors, then it starts the right-of-way permit process. And the reason that is not done in concurrence with the Austin Energy process is because we don't know when that process will end. And we also have to give the right-of-way department a specific limit as to when will we're going to begin and when we're going to end the project. So that's our basic, our last step before actually going out there and doing construction and having it completed. So
for example, like where you have application process 45 days, I don't know if it would be more helpful to put application process dash, you know, or due this date in the future that's 45 days from the date we submitted the application. That way we know, hey, the date has passed. Let's talk to Austin Energy why they haven't approved the application, if that's the case, you know.
Yes, sir. We will I believe that this is going to be a work in progress. The detail, the amount of detail and all that, feel free. Then I'm going to work on this for the next board and tech. If you all have not concerns but suggestions on how to – address certain things, please let me know, and I'll try to address them one at a time, and I'll continue to explain where we're going with this so that everyone has the best possible status report that you do want.
Okay.
I may bring some color to this as well, just to tell that it's in the process and it's going again and again. We'll look at some other areas, but it's since last Tuesday we've been working on this, and it's proven certain somewhat challenged because of all the projects are in very, very different status in there. But we'll work something out, and we'll bring something to it, as well as we are going to bring this to the Austin Energy meetings, sir.
Okay. All right. Does anyone have any project-related questions while we're in this item in the agenda? Anything you wanted an update on or give us a heads up on? All right. Then let's move to the network status report.
On the project network status report, there's also nothing to report. Nothing has happened seriously to the network since June 26, 2022.
Okay.
Okay.
Then let's move to the job budget report.
Okay, new for this report, I've added the three projects that will be discussed in the next agenda item and the budget impact, so you can see that. So that's a total of 37 jobs, totaling $1.929 million. Those three jobs that we will be discussing total $169,000. And we've completed three jobs so far and been invoiced for $110,000. Carlos, if you can go to the second page, please. So you can see with those three jobs, if they are approved, the bottom line of the fund balance would still be $451,000 approximately. Please let me know if you have any questions.
All right, no questions from me. Anyone have any questions or comments on the job budget report? Hearing none, let's move on to agenda item number 6. Carlos, do we have prints for all three of these jobs?
Sir, we do have prints. Yes, we do have prints, sir. They've been shown. Last time they were shown, there was probably 2015.
Okay.
But they're still I have not been – there's one that needs to be upgraded, and I have not been able to – I have some software issues, but I can explain on the print what we're doing and why we're doing it.
All right. Then let's go ahead and adjourn to executive session under Texas Government Code 551.089 and 418.181. The time now is 1:48 p.m. See you on the other call.
Okay, great. Let's do that. The time is 2:25 p.m. We're back in open session. Please, let's update the roll call.
Bo Kinsey, Travis County.
Present.
Anthony Breckenridge.
Present.
Leslie Connolly.
Present.
Dane Herbat.
Present.
Carlos De Matos.
Present.
Gary Wiesman.
Present.
Jaime Guerra.
Present.
Justin Slocum.
Present.
Harold Nall.
Present.
Paul Hodge.
Present.
Steve Pyle.
Present.
And I'm Sarah Eichelberger, and we have everybody.
Agenda item number 6. I'd like to make a motion that we seek board approval for 6A, which is a A1 North 192 upgrade at the Ronnie Earl Building input at a cost not to exceed $65,000 to be funded from the fiscal year 23 MAC budget. Also approval of 6B A1 North 192 upgrade at the Ronnie Earl Building output. Gatton funded at a cost not to exceed $58,000 from the fiscal year 23 MAC budget, and 6C Travis County A2 North 192 upgrade at the Ronnie Earl Building Gatton funded project at a cost not to exceed $47,000 funded from the fiscal year 23 MAC budget. Did that come across clearly?
Yes, it did.
All right.
This is Steve. I'll second.
All right. Motion by Jaime and second by Steve. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, Sarah, please lead us through a vote.
Jaime Guerra.
Aye.
Dane Herbat.
Aye.
Leslie Connolly.
Aye.
Gary Wiesman.
Aye.
Steve Pyle.
Aye.
And Justin Slocum.
Aye.
Those are approved unanimously.
Okay, we already did executive session and we've already updated our roll call. So agenda item number 9 is confirm the date, time, and location for the next technical subcommittee meeting is October 18th, 2022, 1:30 p.m. at the City of Austin Permitting and Development Center or via Microsoft Teams video conference. The time is 2:27 p.m. and this meeting is adjourned.